The restaurant industry is holding its breath as we head deeper into fall. After all, the cold weather months are when patios are supposed to close and diners automatically move indoors. But as more evidence is compiled, a picture is emerging that does not bode well for restaurants this winter. And that's an association between indulging in long meals in indoor spaces and an increase in coronavirus cases. Here's Tim Carman, food writer and columnist at The Washington Post. Tim, now what?
The news is difficult for restaurants. The outdoor dining has really helped them, and cities have been assisting them in this, you know, in opening up streets and sidewalks to allow more capacity, you know, because obviously they need more space because they need more space between tables. So it's been kind of a real godsend for restaurants to have this outdoor dining during the warm weather. But the cold weather, particularly in the northern part of the country, it's going to be really hard on them. And they're coming up with all sorts of creative ways to weather this, because they feel like if they don't, there's going to be, as Andrew Zimmern mentioned in August, an extinction event in the restaurant industry.
For some, is it? I guess it's just sort of let's see if we can hold on till a vaccine becomes available. Is it when restrictions are lifted?
Well, you know, it's tough for the restaurant industry. Because unlike a lot of businesses, they just don't have a lot of cash on hand. Yeah. Unless they're a large, multi-unit corporation, like a Chili's or a TGIF Fridays. Most of them are just like hand to mouth, and so they don't have the kind of money to withstand a prolonged period of not having revenue. And the revenues are down depending on how creative they are and how successful they are with takeout. The revenues are down, I've heard as much as 80% to 90% at restaurants, and you just can't hang on that long.
So you profiled this couple in Portland that owns this restaurant. Seems that, pretty exotic menu. I assume it's popular and successful. But we're just putting up the closed sign for the winter. Is that the plan, or for good?
Yeah, the owners, they do kind of a Russian menu, and they were very successful with their outdoor patio. And they decided to shut it down, or they're going to shut it down on October 11th. But they're not going to bring people inside. They just don't believe that it's safe enough. And, there are some recent studies that seem to confirm that feeling. So they're doing what a lot of people are doing. They're just trying to come up with some creative ideas on how to do takeout. They're doing sort of multi-course takeout meals that people can pre-order during the week and then get it for the weekend. But they also have the benefit of having some retail products, which I don't think a lot of restaurants have. I mean, they've got frozen dumplings, and they've got this new horseradish vodka that they're bringing out. And, that'll bring in revenue, but how many restaurants have that kind of product to sell and can even get into stores at this point?
All right. We're speaking with Tim Carman, food writer and columnist at The Washington Post. And he's written a piece entitled, Outdoor Dining Has Helped Restaurants Avoid Disaster, But Winter Is Coming. How about these pods and shelters that some are going after? Will help a little bit, I guess? Portable heaters, things like that?
That's a really good question, and I think the jury's still out on that. I think the portable heaters may help in certain climates, but, the people I talk to in Chicago, this idea that they're going to do outdoor dining in the dead of winter, it seems a little ludicrous to some of them, many of them. I just don't think a pod is going to be the answer for a lot of them. I mean, you've got an expense. And then what are you going to do with it after the pandemic is over? You're just going to suck that expense?
You referenced, too, Washington, D.C., a little milder than Chicago in the winter. What is D.C. going to do?
Well, D.C. has a program. They had some money left over from the CARES Act, and they're going to give grants out to restaurant owners that have outdoor permits, outdoor dining permits. They're like $6,000, which, sounds pretty good, but it'll help them a little bit, try to, get heaters and propane and maybe even sort of warmer outdoor furniture so people can do dining later into the season. But it'll be interesting to see, how far they can go with that.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Carman, food writer and columnist at the Washington Post.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.